You may have been wondering, there are 48 Kinyani Torah. We study them during the period of the Sefirat HaOmer, during the time when we read Pirkei Avot, and there are 49 days of the Omer, but there are only 48 Kinyani Torah. Seemingly the first 48 correspond to the 48 days, but what happens to day 49? What are we supposed to do on day 49? Was it purposely left out? What exactly is the role of this day, Erev Chag HaShavuot, the 49th day of the Omer? In the back of the Sefer Kinyan Torah HaShalem, Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano includes a ma'amar, a sikha that he heard from Rav Asher Weiss many years ago, where Rav Asher Weiss asked this exact question, says, what's the purpose of day 49? And he presents two opinions. First is Rav Eliyahu Lapian, who says, very simple, chazara. Take day 49, after you spent so much time going through each of the Kinyani Torah, and sit down and review, which of them can I improve on? Which of them do I do very well already? How can I improve? How can I make them last? Do chazara. Don't let it be fleeting. Make sure that it stays. And then Rav Asher presents his own approach. The Gemara Nida says, "Ma yaseh adam yechkam?" What should a person do in order to attain chokhmah? The Gemara says, "Yarbe b'yishiva." Got to learn a lot of Torah. V'yarbe b'tfilah. Got to daven. This is 48 days of Kinyani Torah are the yarbe b'yishiva. Day number 49 is the tefilah. We need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our efforts not be for naught and that He take our hishtadlut and convert it into Torah learning, into hatmada, into fruitful Torah learning that brings us to the level of Chachamim, to bikone Torah for us. L'mashal, there is a sulamot of Arza, b'roshom agiyah ha-shamayma, from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. We climb up the ladder every single day, one rung at a time. When we finally get to the top of the ladder, we realize that we're one rung short from Har Sinai. There's a rung missing. We're almost there, but we can't get there. So we turn down and we say, turn up, look around. Can somebody help me? Yesh mishu she'achol la'azor? And then you look upwards and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I came all the way this far. Please, bring me the rest of the way. Yarbe b'tfilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you up to the last step. Harche picha v'amaleu is by Divrei Torah, the Midrash says. We cannot achieve success in Torah learning without both Yarbe b'yishiva and Yarbe b'tfilah. This last day is for chazara and for davening. It all comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. And it doesn't have to stop here. As we get ready to accept the Torah on Har Sinai, on Chag HaShavuot, that doesn't mean that we're done. We've been preparing and preparing and preparing to receive the Torah. After Shavuot comes, now we have to learn the Torah. My wife suggested that if we want to make sure that we hold on to the Kinyanim that we worked on, we take the time, 48 Kinyanim, there's 52 weeks in a year, take the time to weekly pick one kinyan and work on it. That's the kinyan of the week. Week number one, Talmud. Week number two, Yishuv, etc., etc. And I thought it would be very appropriate. The Torah says that when a person recites Birkat HaTorah, specifically Asher Bachar Banu, every single morning when he recites Birkat HaTorah, you're supposed to have in mind Har Sinai and Matan Torah. Wouldn't it be so appropriate then? To, as we recall, Ma'amad Har Sinai every morning, as if we were standing on Har Sinai when we recite Birkot HaTorah, would it not be appropriate to remind ourselves that this week I'm working on this Kinyan every single day? As a means of preparing ourselves for the day's Torah learning, to make sure that we get it right. Thank you everybody for joining me in this journey of learning the Sefer and growing together in our Kinyani Torah acquisitions. One of the terrible things about this Sefer, I've heard from more than one person, Shai Schechter and others included, is that the worst part about this Sefer is that Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano put this Sefer together, the Kinyan Torah Shalem and Kinyan Torah Shamaran, and etc., very quickly. It was just put together, you know, it wasn't his main goal. His primary works are his Choshen Mishpat Sfarim, Mishpat HaKinyan, Mishpat HaSchirut, Mishkat HaEdim, and his Shailot Tshuvot, Meshiv Mishpat, those are the real Svarim. He's just like Rav Moshe Feinstein, who put his whole, all of his energy into his weekly Dibrot Moshe Shir. And nobody learns the Dibrot Moshe, all they care about is the Igros Moshe, which he wrote in the mornings, you know, before Shachar, from 4 to 5 in the morning every day. We thank Rav Toledano for the beautiful Sefer, and we daven that through our efforts to be Kone Torah, Yehi Ratzon Shenizkeh, as we are Messiah in this Sefer, Yehi Ratzon Shenizkeh, Liftoach Lilmod Ulamed Sefarim Ha'achirim Shekatav HaRav Toledano, and to be Messiah in them as well. Chag Sameach, and Shetitchadesh Kinyan Toratenu, Bisvarim Ha'acherim, Ken Yiratzon, Amen V'Amen.